Cuomo laid out the opioid tax proposal in his state budget address nearly 2 months ago, saying it's only fair that the makers of the pain pill shoulder some of the financial burden of treating people who become addicted to the drugs.
Opioid manufacturers have created an epidemic. We would have an opioid surcharge, 2 cents per milligram. It would be paid by the manufacturer, and it would go to offset the costs that we're spending to fight opioid abuse.
The proposal would charge the drug makers 2 cents per what is known as a morphine milligram equivalent. It would go into a new fund that would help subsidize treatment costs, which Cuomo estimates are more than $170 million a year. The governor's budget director, Robert Mojica, says it's hoped the tax will also discourage the use of the highly addictive drugs.
Similar to a tax on cigarettes, ideally, if it gets too expensive to use those drugs, perhaps they'll move on to other less addictive drugs.
But Mojica says patients won't have to pay for it.
The manufacturers will likely have to eat it, and they'll have to pay for it.
But the lobbying group for the pharmaceutical industry says that's not likely. The Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, or PhRMA, commissioned a study. It found the tax would actually lead to higher insurance and medical costs for New Yorkers. Bill Hammond, a health policy analyst with the fiscal watchdog group, the Empire Center, agrees that the tax would likely be passed on to patients who need the drugs, including terminally ill people and patients with chronic conditions, as well as addicts who are sometimes prescribed medicines that contain a form of opioid.
This is a way of closing the budget gap, and it's a convenient target.
New York faces a nearly $4 billion budget shortfall. Hammond says, in addition, the surcharge on opioids would result in New York State essentially taxing itself. One-third of all New Yorkers are on a state-funded Medicaid-related program for their health care.
And as a result of that, it buys a lot of the opioids. And so if you tax opioids and you make them more expensive, it's the state that's going to end up paying maybe a third or more of the tax.
He says the state would pay around $40 million of the estimated $125 million a year that the new tax would bring in. Hammond says it's unlikely that the federal government, which splits most Medicaid costs with the state, would help pay for the tax. Both the state Senate and Assembly are due to release their budget plans later this week. The Senate leader, John Flanagan, has already said he's against including any new taxes in the budget. The state assembly has not ruled out the tax. The state budget is due in just about 3 weeks. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.